pure dirci. Taste the good. Taste the 23rd. Taste the good.
From 23,
Vimal ji. Haan, bahut garmi hai. Kamti kar denge usko? Should I reduce it? Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu mavishvishavahai, om shanti shanti shanti, ma guru vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha Gururev Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaste Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Shivayam Devam Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram Satchitananda Rupaya Viswotpatyadihetave Tapatraya Vinasaya
Krishnaya Vayam Namaha.
So when Brahmaji came out from the navel of Lord Paramatma, Lord Vishnu, then he saw on all sides that nothing is there. So he tried to find out where from I have come. Who else is there all around? Nothing was there. Then he thought I should go into the stem and find out. He could not find out also. So long we are trying to search the adhishtan, the substratum of the whole world, we will not be successful. Brahmaji also tried to reach to the substratum of that lotus. He could not reach there. Then after that, he did the samadhi, meditation. And when he did the meditation for a long period of time, he immediately saw the Lord. Now the description what Brahmaji saw is coming now. The same thing, you cannot get it outside, you will have to go inside. The Sant Mahatma, they say, Tera Sai Tujh Mein Jyon Pohupan Mein Vaas Dekhat Hi Chip Jayega Jyon Tara Parbhat. Tera Sai Tujh Mein, your Lord is inside. How? Jyon Pohupan Mein Vaas, like in the flower, the fragrance is inside, it's not outside. Deer musk is with the deer, but he searches all around, all over the world. He never gets it and dies. We also search it outside, we will never get it. So you have to go inside. But dekhati chup jayega. Dekhati, if you want to try to see him with your eyes or with your mind, chup jayega. That means you cannot grasp him with your organs of perception and mind. Jyo Tara Prabhat, in the night we see the stars shining. But the moment the sun rises, what happens? They all disappear. It seems to be disappear. They are all there. But they are overpowered by the light of sun. Similarly, he is inside with us. So first we have to see inside, find it out. Then with open eyes you will be able to see. First step to be successful, what is to be done? Brahmaji did tapas. Tapas we have to do. What is tapas? Mana indriyanam ekagram. If you are able to concentrate your man and indriya, it is tapas. It is called the greatest tapas. It is very difficult to control mind and senses. So if you are able to do it, Brahmaji did. Brahmaji meditated for 100 Divya years. 360,000 human years he meditated. That means he controlled his indriya, he controlled his senses, then he was able to see within. The first thing, we have to do the sadhana, we have to control our senses. What is our position now? The moment we close our eyes, the mind goes to the world. We start preparing the list, what is to be done today, the programs. So once you experience him inside, and after that, it is very easy to see the substratum everywhere. It is easy. Now what Brahmaji saw, his description of Lord, verse number 23rd. 24. Okay, then 23rd, he got inside and saw it. So what is going inside us? Where will we find us? Where we will find this Lord inside? Kahan jana hoga? We have to go to the mind. Why mind? Why not other place? Why reflection is there? Not in gross body. Why in that? Because it's the subtle. Because it is subtle. Because the reflection of sun you will not find on the earth, but you will find the reflection in the water, because the water is subtler than earth. Therefore, we have to go to the mind. Go beyond the mind and you will get it. 24.
Prekshaam kshipantam haritopaladrehe Sandhya prani verurukma mutnaha ratno dadaro shadi somanasya vanastra jovenu bujangri pangre.
He saw the Lord body was Syam Varna, and he found him far transcending the globe and grandeur of emerald mountain. His gross body is glowing And if that glow is far more than the, if there is a mountain of emerald, that is Brahmaji saying, and how is the his vastra, pita vastra, how the pita vastra is glowing. It says his yellow wearing cloth excelling the orange-red evening clouds covering the mountain. Think of the setting sun. Here you can see it very easily in Chicago. Setting sun, there is a cloud, then there is orange-red color in there. So the brilliance of that color, of that cloud, is much, much less than the brilliance of the silk robe or whatever the pita vastra Lord had worn. What about his crown? His crown is golden, mukut. Crown is golden, kiriti. On his head, more glowing than the peak of a mountain. Peak of a mountain. To see the peak of a mountain, to see the beauty of the peak of a mountain, you have to be there before sunrise. When the sun rises, the first ray will come on the top, and then slowly, slowly you will find, you stay there, that then the whole mountain is illumined. But the first ray will come on the top, early morning. There will be red tint on the top. But in Chicago you can find it. You can experience it in the morning if you can get up. You will find sometimes the tree, from the top you will find slowly the light, the orange light is slowly, 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 slowly coming down. So his crown even is glowing more than that also. And he is wearing banmala. And how is this banmala? He eclipses the beauty of the gems, ribs, shining herbs, the flowers which was adoring on his body, they are even better than that. And how his arms excel the bamboo grove on the mountain. On the mountain there are bamboo groves. So his hands are even excelled in that. And legs, his legs look better than the trees on the mountain. This is what Brahmaji saw, Lord.
Ayamato vistarata swamana dehena lokatra sangrahena vichitra divyavaranam sukhasukanam kritasriya pasrita veshadeham.
He saw the form of that ayamato vistarata swamana dehena lokatra sangrahena. His body, in his body of the Lord, he saw the tray loka, three lokas. What are the three lokas? Bhu, bhuva, swa. There are 14 lokas, but at the night of Brahmaji, that means after 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night, only three lokas dissolve. Bhu, bhuva, swa. And at the end of the life of Brahmaji, all 14 lokas are dissolved. So he found three lokas inside. And he has the capacity to expand as much as he likes. Because we see Ananta Koti Brahmand. This is only one solar system we are seeing here. But there are Ananta Koti Brahmand. So he can assume any size as per his will. And how he is decorated, vichitra divya avaranam sukanam, vichitra, divine ornaments and clothes, and it can assume any form and decoration as the devotee wants. That is the beauty of it. As the devotee wants, he will take the form. Now the sarg is there, visarg has not started. What is sarg and what is visarg? Sarg is the primary material is there, but with that we have to do the secondary creation. Visarga is not there. But he is seeing Visarga there. Brahmaji is seeing the Visarga, the secondary creation also in the Paramatma. Earlier we have seen 24 tattva were there, 23 tattva or 24 tattva. But they were all swatantra. They were not getting united to create the whole world. So So he saw the Visarga also. 26.
Pumsam swakamaya vichi vivikta margaihi abhyarchatam kama dugangra dugangri padmam pradarshayantam kripayana kendu mayuka bhinnanguli charupatram.
Pumsam swakamaya vivikta margai abhyarchatam. What is abhyarchata? Abhyarchan is puja. Archana. Abhyarchatam, punsam means the human being, swakamaya, to fulfill their own desires. What they do? Vivikta margai, abhyarchatam, according to the scripture, whatever is stated in the scripture, to fulfill their desire, they do those actions. And how is he? Kam dug angharpi padmam, and his feet are how? Like a kamduk. Kamduk means wish fulfilling cow. So whenever you do the archana, he will fulfill your desire. It is said, Paramatma is the head of the department, and after that there are departmental heads like finance department, education department, security department, this department. So if you want money, you don't have to go to Saraswati. You have to go to Lakshmiji. And there is a puja vidhi. If you do that puja in that particular way, then the Lakshmiji is supposed to give you what you want. She cannot deny. But Lakshmiji can't give you vidya. Lakshmiji can't give you mukti. Lakshmiji can't give you jnan, spiritual knowledge. She cannot give. Heart department is wealth. If you do the puja in a vidhi, particular vidhi, aapko mil jayega. If you want vidya, go to the Saraswati. If you want riddhi siddhi, go to Ganesh ji. Different departments. But they cannot give you something else. But they have to give. This is the rule. They have to give whatever they have got the power over the thing. That they will give. If you follow that vidhi, they will give you. But mukti they will never give. Only mukti can be given by the Lord. And the Lord, if you worship Lord Krishna, what will happen? He is the head of the department of all. So if you want wealth or you want education or whatever, you can pray him. But he has got supreme power. He will see your past record and the future requirement. If it is going to obstruct, he will not give you. Otherwise, he can give you the liberation. So how is the lotus feet? His petals are constituted of his toes having nails shining like moon. To shine our nails, what we do? There is a special nail parlors are there. I saw somewhere the nail parlor. There is a one lady advertises, I have got a nail parlor, I wanted finance, and I went to Beach 2. What is that? Every street corner. Okay. So, but how is the nails of Lord? Shining like a moon. We put the artificial shining. He has got the natural shining.
Mukena lokarti harasmitena parispurat kundala manditena shonahitena dharabimba bhasa pratyarhayanta sunasena suprava.
Then he saw him mukena lokartiha smitena, smiling. Lord is smiling. And that smile can remove all the sorrows of the world. This is Brahmaji's experiencing. His smile can remove lokartihara. Can remove. And Parispurat Kundala Manditena. And he is wearing Kundal. How is that Kundal? It's beautiful, shining Kundal. Sonayatina Adhar Bimba Bhasa, Adhar lips. Adhar. How is that? Sonayitena. It's a very stinch. And he's comparing with what? Like a ripened bimba fruit. I don't know what is bimba fruit. It must be looking like a reddish something. You can compare with our mango, the one which has got the reddish thing on the top and the yellow on the bottom. We call it Hem Sagar or something. Something. Anyway, it's a bimba fruit compared with that. And pratyahanta su nasena, nasen, nasikas, the nose. It's beautiful nose. And it attracts upasaks, welcoming upasaks. And su brava, the brava, eyebrows are also well set. All natural, nothing artificial. No, he didn't go to the parlor.
Kadamba kinjallaka pipishanga vasasa swalankritam mekhalaya nitambe harena chananta dhanena vatsa srivatsa vaksha sthalavallabhena.
Kadamba kinjallaka pipishanga vasasa, and he is wearing that yellow cloth. How is that? It is said, it is like resembling a filament of kadamb flower. Have you seen the kadamb flower? It's a round thing. It's a bigger than that ping pong ball, but smaller than cricket ball. You can try to visualize. It's a perfect round. So the color of that filament is like that, like yellow. And swalankritam mekhalaya nitambe, and he is wearing a here, the waist. Kamarband. The children, our wear when they dance, they wear the girls' waistband. And how is that? Harena cha ananta dhanena. He is wearing a necklace, and what is the price of that? Ananta dhanena. Ananta. Anta dhanena means it is limited in price. Ananta? Priceless. Ananta dhanena. It's a priceless necklace he is wearing. And Sri Vatsa Vatsa Vallabhena. And on his chest is that Sri Vatsa mark. Sri Vatsa mark is the mark of Lakshmi ji. Is there.
Parardhakeyuramani praveka paryastadordanda sahasrashakam avyaktamulam bhuvanangri pendram ahindra bhogeiradhivita vaslam.
In the shape of 14 worlds, he is like a sandal tree, the king of all trees. Sandal tree, he is like king. All the 14 worlds are there. And his arms with the diamond studded armbands look like a branch of the sandal trees. His unmanifested infinitude is compared to the root and the hoots of the Sesna coiled about its trunk. The roots we are not able to see, therefore it is called Abhyakta. The Lord has got two forms. One is the Abhyakta form, manifested, another is unmanifested. The unmanifested part is compared to the roots which are not seen. And the hoots of the Sesna coiled about his trunk. He was lying on the Sesna. So as if the coiled Sesna is the trunk. You can compare it to our Merudanda also, the spinal cord. It looks like this, like only coiled.
Characharoko Bhagavan Mahidra అహింద్రబంధు సలిలోపగూఢం కిరీట సాహస్ర హీరంగర్ శృంగః కిరీట సాహస్ర హిరణ్య శృంగః ఆవిర్భవత్ కౌస్తుభరత్న వర్గం గర్వం.
Now he is seen from the distance. Lord is lying on the Sesnakshaya and all around is the water, and he is saying that he saw Lord as a mountain in a cosmic water. That water is the cosmic water. In that water, with Sesnakshaya, he is there, and that Sesnakshaya seems to be a mountain. This is Kalpana, imagination of Brahmaji. All around is the water, cosmic water, in which only Lord is there, sleeping on that Sesnag. And this mountain is friendly to snakes, and the Lord is sleeping on that Sesnag. Sesnag is friend of the Lord. And thousand roots of the Sesnags, even if you see the Sesnag pictures, you will find one root is on the top and all other are smaller. It looks like a different mountain peaks, different height mountain peaks. And so many peaks of the mountain with the gold and the Kaustub on the bosom looks like a gem emerging. Lord is sleeping and that Kaustub money is there. It looks like a gem on the mountain.
Nivitamam nayam dhruvatra shriya స్వకీర్తిమయా వనమాలయా హరిం సూర్యేంద్రువాయ వగ్నగమం త్రిధామభి పరిక్రమత్ ప్రాధనికై దురాసదం.
He saw the Lord clearly. His form was covered with the flowers. Vanmala he was doing. And honeybees are as if chanting Veda constantly. Honeybees are there because of the flowers there. And Brahmaji is thinking whatever they are whispering is all Vedas only. And he is impenetrable to sun, moon, fire and wind. It is said here, Surya, Indu, Indu means moon, Vayu, Agni, Agamam, cannot be penetrated by any of these things. Na tatra suryo bhati, na chandra, na tarakam, nema vidyato, Agniyo Vakutam, the Surya, there are only five sources of light. Surya, Chandra, stars, and Vidyut. Vidyut means lightning, and Agni. So these five cannot illumine that. They cannot reach there. And he is closely guarded by Sudarshan Chakradi, which dazzles through three worlds, rendering him difficult to approach. He is closely guarded by the Sudarshan Chakra Adi, other weapons also.
Tarheva tannavi sarasvarojam atmanamambha swasanam viyaccha dadarsha devo jagato vidhata natap param loka visarga drishti.
That very moment Brahmaji, who would be creating the world, saw only five things. Only five things he saw. One is the lotus on whom he was sitting, number one. Then the cosmic water surrounded him. When the lotus is there, the cosmic water is there. And the blast of was the sky. From the navel came the lotus. Brahmaji was there. Space was there. Otherwise it cannot come out. The space was there. Sky was there. And the vayu was there. And the fifth was he himself was there. So he saw the lotus, cosmic water, space, vayu and himself. These only five things he saw. And nothing else was there.
Na karma bijam rajasoparaktah prajasrishikshanya deva drishtva asaud visarga bhimukastamidyam avyaktam vartmanna viveshitatma.
Having seen that much of Brahma, who was filled with rajas. Why filled with rajas, Brahmaji? Because now he has to create the whole world. So he has to be rajasic. Desirous to bring various species of beings into existence, his mind set on the creative act and was contemplating on him. Was contemplating on the Lord. He wanted that knowledge, how to create. Earlier life, he created the whole universe, but after Palay, that knowledge was with not him, not with him. So therefore he was contemplating. Now he is addressing a hymn to praise him, stuti. So we have to know the stuti. Suppose all of a sudden we are listening to Bhagavad Katha, all of a sudden if the Lord appears before us, what will happen? You have to do stuti, na? Or you will become like Dhruva. When Lord appeared, Dhruva could not say anything. So Lord touched with the conch, his cheek, and he started the stuti. That stuti will also come.
Atha navamodhyayah brahmovacha ज्ञातोऽस्मि मेत्य सुचिरान्ननु देहभाजां न ज्ञायते भगवत गतिरित्यवद्यं नान त्वदस्ति भगवन्नपि तन्न शुद्धं माया गुणव्यक्तिकारद्दरुरु उरुर्विभासि
सी वी कैन प्रेज द लॉर्ड विद द वर्ड्स ओनली व्हेन ही इज इन द सगुण फॉर्म. When he is in the nirgun form, you cannot speak even a single word. Therefore, nobody till today could define Brahman. Brahman, nobody can define. But sagun, you can pray. You can. You are seeing the form. You can do the stuti. You can sing his glories. But nirgun is very difficult. So it is after a very long time of meditation that I have come to know you today. Gyatos asmi adya. I have come to know adya today. Suchirat. Suchirat chir means there is a gap, a long time. Suchirat. After a long time of meditation, I have come to know you. Anu means paschat. After meditating for a long time, I have come to know you today. Adya. Dehbhajam na gyayate bhagavato gatiri abadyam. Dehbhaja, the embodied soul, the jivaj, they na gyayate. They don't know him. It's very difficult for them, for the embodied soul, to recognize the true nature of the Lord. Why it is difficult? Devaja. Because of the aham and mam, he will tell later on. Then he say, na anyat tad tav asti, na anyat tad asti. There is nothing other than you. Brahmaji is saying, there is nothing other than Vedanta. In Vedanta, we all say, na, you have to do the Sravan, Manan, Nidhityasana. You have to know about the nature of that Atman, and that knowledge has to be doubt-free by Mananam. Then you sit for Nidhityasana, meditate on that, then you will get it. Similarly, Brahmaji also did the same thing. He also meditated, controlled his senses. Then he got it. Na anyata asti. When you do the Sravan of Vedanta, first thing everybody will say, Brahmaji ko chodke, Brahman ko or Sachidananda ko chodke, there is nothing else. There is nothing else. It's all Brahman only. Nothing else is there. Nan anyat tvad asti bhagvan api tan suddham maya gun vatikrad uru virbhasi. Because of the maya gun, you have taken different forms. It is only you have taken different form. Whole world is nothing but Lord in different form. Whole world is nothing but Lord in different form. Effect is nothing but cause in different form. Gold ornament is nothing but gold in different form. Whole world is nothing but Lord in different form. Wah! Effect is nothing but cause in different form. Jagat is an effect. If Jagat is nothing but the cause of Jagat is Lord. Lord in different form. Ornament is nothing but gold in different form. Therefore, in Upadesar, Raman Maharshi says, Jagat Isadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrid Deva Pujanam. What is Devta? Not this Devta. He said, Jagat is Devta. You should have the Ishwar Buddhi in the Jagat. Jagat is Dhi. Jagat is Ishwar. Why? Because the Ishwar has taken different form. Each one of us is Ishwar only. Is the Atman covered by one gross body, subtle body and causal body? Is Mr. A. Same Atman covered with another body is Mr. B. So Atman, that Ishwar, is common in all of us. Jagat is Dhi Yukta, with that vision, that each person has got the same Atman or Brahman. Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrid Deva Pujanam. Ashtamurti, there are only 8 things in this world. What are those 8 things? 5 great elements. What are 5 great elements? Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jal, Prithvi. Other 3, Jeev, Sun, Moon. In Gita also, Prakriti Ashtadha has come. So what is this whole world? With the help of Maya, the Lord has created whole thing. With the help of Maya, He has created. What is the meaning of Maya? Maya means Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya, that which is not there. It's an illusion. So anything coming from the Maya will be also Maya only, an illusion. So all Naam Roop is what? It's illusion. How Naam Roop is illusion? We make ornaments from the gold. A particular shape we make and we say this is bangle. So the Roop and Naam is Maya. Roop and Naam is Maya. Take out the gold from the bangle. Now can you show me the shape of bangle? From the bangle, if I take out all the gold, can you show me the Roop of bangle now? So Roop, the form, and the name given to that form for transaction purpose, this is bangle. So, Naam Roop is false. What is the reality there? Gold is the reality. Similarly, the Lord has taken all this Naam Roop. So, Naam Roop is false. What is the truth? What is the reality? Satchidanand is reality. So there is nothing else than Lord here.
Rupam yadetant avabodharasodayena sasvannivrittattamasav sadanukrahaya adau grihitam avatarasataika bijam yannavipatma bhavanat ahamavirasam.
Rupam yadetad avabodh Rasodaina. How is this your rupa? It's the consciousness. avabodh is the consciousness expression, and also with that saswan. Saswan means infinite. Anything which is infinite will have the bliss. How do you say that? Our experience is that anything which is finite has never given us infinite sukha. Can a dollar bill give you a value of $100? It's finite. Cannot give you. Anything which is finite can never give you infinite fruit of action. Kabhi nahi milega. Similarly, if it is not in the finite, so where it is? It is in the infinite. If the sukh is not infinite, if the source of sukh is not finite, what is the source of infinite sukh? It has to be infinite. Other than finite is infinite. If the sukh is not there in the finite, then it must be in the infinite. Saswan. Nibritti tamasa. Nibritti tamasa means there is no ignorance in it. It's not that Maya has overpowered Paramatma. Maya has overpowered Jiva. It has overpowered us. He is Mayapati. We are Maya Das. It is his power, his Shakti. And we are governed by that Shakti. We are ruled by that Shakti. Sad anugrahaya, and for showering grace on the Sat Purush, adau grihitam avatar sataika bijam. You have taken the first avatar. You are the first person who has taken the form. And that form is the seed for many avatars to come thereafter. The first is the Abhyakta Brahman, Nirgun Brahman. From that came the Sagun Brahman. Is the first avatar. And he says from this Sagun Brahman, all avatars will start coming, one after another. So he is the Bijam of all. And I, Brahma, also have sprung from your navel lotus. This form you have taken to show your grace to all devotees. To show the grace to all devotees, he has taken this form.
Nata param paramayat bhavata swarupam anandamatram avikalpam avidyavarchah pashyami vishva srijamekam vishvamatman bhutendriyatma bhutendriyatmakam adasta upasritosmi.
Na atah param param yat bhavata, there is nothing beyond you, there is nothing very superior. If you ask what is the cause of that, there is no further cause. That is the limit. In Kathopanishad it is said, Purusatna param kinchit sa kasta sa paragati. From that Purush, there is nothing beyond, superior, better, the source, the cause of that. People always ask, who kahan se aaye? What is the cause of that Paramatma? What is the cause of Satchidananda? They all want to know. So Upanishad say, that is the last. There is no source of that. Purusat na param kinchit. There is nothing beyond that. Sa kastha, that is the limit. Kastha means the name. And sa paragati, that is the ultimate goal. So, O Supreme Being, I find nothing higher than this form, which is constituted of pure bliss, it is changeless, and is of unobstructed brilliance. Avidyavarcha, unobstructed brilliance, you are one existence and the creator of all. You are the material cause and the instrumental cause and the efficient cause. For making anything, you need three things. One is the material cause. To make a pot, you need clay. Then the efficient cause. Efficient cause means that you need a potter. He should have the technical know-how, how to make that pot. And the instrument is needed, that wheel is needed to make that pot. So he's saying, you are the material cause, you are the efficient cause, and the technical term given to is abhinna nimitta upadan karan. Abhinna nimitta upadan karan. Abhinna means not different from you. Nimitta means efficient cause. Upadan is the material cause. You are abhinna nimitta upadan karan of this world. In the dream, we also create a world. Who is the creator of that world?
Mind.
Who brings in the mind the materials, like you see palace there, you see people, your parents, your family, everything in the dream, the whole dream world you see. If you are sattvic, you might be seeing Acharya doing satsang there. Acharya is sleeping here, but in the dream we are seeing Acharya there. Who created that Acharya? So the material cause, mind. Efficient cause, mind. Instrumental cause, mind. Do you accept? The mind is abhinna nimitta upadan karan of the whole dream. If that be so, then it is our experience that whatever dream we see, when we come to the waking state, we say it is false. Is it not so?
Yeah.
When we come to the waking state, we say the dream is that you say only when you come to the waking state. During the dream state, even Acharya tells you, you are Brahman, you are not dreamer, you will not accept. Now, if the Lord is the abhinna nimitta upadan karan, so anything which is made by the abhinna nimitta upadan karan, we have seen that in the dream state, mind is the abhinna nimitta upadan karan, and the creation is false. Therefore, the creation made by the Lord, who is the abhinna nimitta upadan karan, is also you have to infer this way. In the dreamer and the dream world is created by mind. Mind is the abhinna nimitta upadan karan, the material cause and the efficient cause, and the instrumental cause is the mind. So long we are in the dream, we say it is real. We enjoy and suffer in the dream also. But when we come out of the dream, we say, no, the dream was false. Similarly, if the Lord is the abhinna nimitta upadan karan, all the five great elements have come from Him only, and He is the efficient cause also, how to make this world, how to create this world, we don't know. He has created all this. And the instrumental cause is also He. Therefore, His creation is also all. proved. But one thing is there, he is the cause, but there is no change in him. Rope is the cause for the snake. If the rope is not there, they will never see snake. But when you see snake, do you find any change in the rope?
No.
No. Similarly, when this whole world is created, there is no change in the substratum. Therefore, we modify that statement. Abhinna nimitta upadan karan. We say abhinna nimitta vivarta upadan karan. Or abhinna nimitta upadan vivarta karan. Vivarta means without changing. He created without changing anything in himself. Brahman created the whole thing without any changes in him. And it pervades the whole world. He is Sat Chit Anand. Sat means existence. He pervades the whole world by principle of existence. What is this principle of existence? Everywhere his ignorance is there. Sun is, moon is, building is. Everywhere ignorance is there. But that ignorance you cannot see with your charma chakshu. Charma chakshu, with this eye you cannot see that ignorance. But when you understand it, then you can with your jnana chakshu, don't think that there will be third eye, one day it will open like this here and I will be able to see everything. No, jnana chakshu. By the knowledge you will, with your understanding, you will come to know everything is pervaded by that Lord, by way of principle of existence. Okay, fourth karate.
Tadvayidam bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyane smano darshitam cha upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate anuvidhe matubhyam yonadrito naraka bhagvirasat prasangaihi.
O world's well-wisher, bhuvana mangala mangalaya. Oh, the well-wisher of the world, the form that you have revealed to me in is the same form which I saw in the meditation. It was not different. It is not the creation of my mind. Each upasak sees the same form. My salutation to you again and again. You are disregarded by the people who are addicted to the pleasure of the senses and they deserve a place in the narak. Yo nari tasmai namo bhagavate anuvideyam tubhyam. That Lord I salute again and again. Namo ya nadrito naraka bhagangai sat prasangai asat prasangai. Those who are associated with the asat. Asat, what is asat? Whole world is asat. Those who are associated with asat, they will go to narak. And those who are associated with asat, they will be liberated. Many times I have said that in this world there are only two things. One is Atma, another is Anatma. If we are associated with Anatma, then we are disassociated with Atma. If we are associated with Anatma, we will go to Narak. Why will go to Narak? Because we will be creating. We are identified with the anatma, so therefore the question of jiva will continue, the life of jiva will continue. And the director of that jiva will be his vasanas, his tendencies, his likes and dislikes. Therefore, it is narak. If we are associated with the Lord, then you are disassociated with anatma. If you are disassociated with anatma, no sorrows. You get only ananda and ananda. But you cannot be associated with both. Dono nahi hoga. Either associate with atma or associate with anatma. So we have chosen atma. We have chosen anatma. So if you are in anatma, you see, either you are in satsang or otherwise you are in dussang. Very simple. If you are in dussang, satsang is not happening. If you are in satsang, dussang is not happening. Both satsang and dussang at a time will never happen. Slowly, when you get the sum, you see, Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, you bring the devotees only for one time, two times to my Dakshineswar temple. Ek bar liya bas. When he comes every day and he listens to the satsang, well, it would be like giving opium to peacock at 4 p.m. every day. That peacock will come again, 4 p.m. next day. Teesre din bhi aayega, chauthe din bhi aayega. Similarly, when you start getting bliss out of it, when you get joy out of it, you will come running. I was surprised. One day, early morning, it was snowing. And Vivek Chudamani class is there. The snowplow person has not come, but the still people are coming. Early morning, Vivek Chudamani class. So I thought that inko opium mil gaya hai. They are coming at 7:30.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.